T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Lou Diamond Phillips is on the hotline right now. The new show is Prodigal Son, debuts Monday at 8 on Fox.
Well, it's going to be, I mean, really great. It's definitely got that Silence of the Lambs feel, but the premise is so good about a guy whose father was a serial killer. He doesn't want anybody to know.
Yeah.
And he's a police officer. And he's
he becomes a profiler because of it, because he can contact his dad and find out what's going on.
And he can explain to them that there's a copycat killer, and that's how they're gonna try to find him. It's super creepy. I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
But listen, everybody's, we're just talking about that, Jake, that in your history, like sometimes you don't want to look too hard into your family past.
Yeah, don't go deep.
It may not be that, you know, George Patton was your great, 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 you know? Like, Lincoln may not be in your past.
Oh, yeah.
It may be John Wilkes Booth.
Yo, what are you doing here?
I need a profiler.
Come on. You know the FBI fired me, right?
Good thing I'm NYPD.
Maybe let's not mention
that your dad's a serial killer.
Born February 17th at Subic Bay Naval Station, Philippines, and raised in Corpus Christi, Texas. He is an actor who built a career with roles in such classics as La Bamba, Stand and Deliver, Young Guns 1 and 2, Courage Under Fire, and the A&E series, Longmire. And this Monday night, you can see the debut of his new Fox series, Prodigal Son. Please welcome Lou Diamond Phillips.
Hey Lou, how you been, man?
Wow, what an intro. Thank goodness you've produced a lot for this nice little chat.
Well, listen, you've done quite a bit, man. We were just talking about how much we loved stuff like La Bamba, and we're going back through just a couple of them, talking about Stand and Deliver and Young Guns and just everything, man. And not to mention the Pipe Fitters, where you ended up at a house party with friends of mine, and I remember coming by. This is back in the 90s, I believe.
That would be early 90s.
Yeah.
And that's hilarious. And you said there's photographic evidence?
Yes. Yeah, but you know what? The good news is everybody is clothed and it's all very normal, the one photograph.
Yeah, good, because it's not that much of a blur. I don't think I have to deny.
No. No, it's actually one of those great photographs, because you can see three of the girls I know, and they couldn't be happier, more smiling, like they're having the best day of their life, man. And I remember the band was good. I think you guys played the Lone Star.
I don't doubt it. Yeah, no, it's a bunch of buddies of mine from Texas. I'm still tight with quite a few of them. They've all gone on to do really great things. And yeah, man, that was a crazy period of my life. It was a lot of fun, you know,
yeah.
In the country and meeting people up close and personal.
Well, that's the best. I mean, that's the best thing that comes out of a wonderful career like yours, man. People really do admire and love what you do, and I'm waiting to see how they what they think about Prodigal Son, because I think the idea is really fantastic.
I mean, I've been so lucky. I've seen it a couple of times on the big screen, actually. With an audience, and man, it plays like wildfire. People just really dig it. Yes, the premise is fascinating. It's dark, it's edgy, but believe it or not, it's actually got a really twisted sense of humor. So the show itself, it's not all doom and gloom, man. It's actually pretty entertaining.
Well, yeah, don't we love that? I mean, Dexter showed us that there's a strange admiration and a weird. I don't know if you call it a code of honor with the dark side of that, and it builds on itself, where you end up with a little bit of sympathy or at least understanding of some of the characters in the dark places.
Yeah, Michael Sheen is just fascinating in this, and you know, Tom Payne, from The Walking Dead, who plays our lead, Malcolm Bright.
Yeah,
you know, he brings so much to the party, man. He's just he's got so many layers, and you know, I think people will really empathize with him. And you know, here's a guy who's got a lot of baggage, and he's worried what part of that baggage is actually, you know, DNA, what's physical, what you know, deep seated kind of proclivities he might have.
Right. Yeah. But that's what we were just talking about. So like, everybody's doing a genealogy study, a history study, a 23andMe DNA study, and sometimes it's not good. Sometimes you're going to find out a little more truth than you were looking for.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's kind of like past lives, right? Anybody who has a past life was Cleopatra or somebody else really famous. It's like, where's the bean farmer, man?
Yeah, Turns out you were a coward and you were a deserter. Yeah, exactly, man. I feel like you work just when you want to work now. Like, you have a lot of outside ideas and a lot of fun things you like to do. You still put the band together once in a while, or no?
No, man, I haven't done anything with the band in a long time. I still do dabbling, you know, stuff in music. I actually played a country singer on The Ranch not long ago. It was Deborah Winger's love interest, which was a lot of fun.
Nice.
And I got to sing a little bit for that. I sing a couple of tunes in the animated Disney show, Elena of Athlor. So, you know, it's fun, man. I mean, I've never called myself a singer because I know too many people who are really, really good at it. You know, I'm an actor who can carry a tune is the way I do that. But, yeah, I'm doing a lot more writing now. I'm doing more directing. But, you know, Prodigal Son was too good to pass up.
So a friend of yours has become a guy I've run across a few times, Kiefer Sutherland, through a mutual friend. And I don't know if you've heard his last two offerings, his country stuff, but it's genuinely amazing.
I'm a terrible friend. I have not listened to his music, but I know he's been on tour a lot. As a matter of fact, I saw him not long ago, and he's loving that. So
it's really good.
I got to check it out. And how is it? How do you like
it? No, it's really good. It's real. It's not... It's just real. I mean, I cannot stress that enough. It is not Kiefer Sutherland tries to be a country guy. It's he sat down, he labored, he wrote, he rewrote, again, and you can hear it. They're complete songs. I mean, it doesn't matter. No, it may not be someone's flavor.
Kiefer is the real deal.
Yeah, he's a real deal.
He's always been nothing but authentic.
Yeah, no, it's good, man. You guys, you know what? I hope you guys get a chance to. I hope you get a chance to listen to it. It's all on iTunes. And you guys would have a lot of fun.
I can find it easily, I'm sure.
Do a song together. I think it's time.
That'd be a blast.
Yeah. Well, listen, come through Kansas City again. We'll throw another house party. And I hope everybody checks out Prodigal Son.
Thank you so much. And I so appreciate the time this morning.
Man, you're always welcome here. Stay right there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.